and he'd bent over and he'd hold that hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd take him four hands to make a bundle of fodder.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it'd stay on that corn stalk two or three days, and then you go back out there and take it in, bundle it up, and pour it and make a bundle.
Is there anything that you could make out of the bundles, something bigger than that? You put the bundles together into something?
Yeah, you could. What we did long then, like I was telling you this morning, that the attic wouldn't hold our fodder up in the attic of the crib, but the barn wasn't big enough.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get out there and put a pole in the, what we call shock it.
Yeah.
Tie it around that pole.
Yeah.
And cap it off and make the whole stack out of it.
Yeah.
That's how a fodder stack,
mm-hmm.
a haystack, they mm-hmm. call it.
Mm-hmm. How much corn to an acre would you say is a pretty good yield?
Well, in this country, something like 40 or 50 bushel. But now these corn, it makes these a few, it makes 100 bushel.
Mm-hmm.
And these a little bit over 100, but the average crop is 40 or 50 bushel
mm-hmm.
on pretty good land, too.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the grain that you use to feed horses?
Corn is and oats.
Mm-hmm.
Is what we always fed on.
Mm-hmm. Which of those two would you say is easier to harvest?
Corn.
Okay.
Because your oats, you have to have a combine now. You can just pull your corn and throw it, carry it in the crib, and feed it every day. Give him so many ears, 8 or 10 ears of corn, will keep up a mule 3 times a day or a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And you can work that horse. That's always been a wonder to me how little a horse could eat and stay fat, or a mule.
Mm-hmm.
You take a dozen ears of corn and a bundle of fodder or a pad of hay,
mm-hmm.
and you feed him, and folks got to where they didn't feed him but once today, just feed him at night, go on and fly him all day,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
not feed him the next morning. But when I come along, you had to feed that mule three times a day. Just like you did.
Mm-hmm.
But when I quit sawmilling and all, we didn't feed the mules but once a day and the oxen once a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at night.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd stay fat, most of them.
Mm-hmm. If there's a job to be done and the two of us have to do it, you'd say, well, come on, you and
me
have to go do this, all right? And if it's not just one of us have to do it, but
both of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're going to bring a friend over to see me, then you'd say that coming to see me, just he and me. Okay. He and me are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Call it by his name, mm-hmm. probably. Mm-hmm. I knew it.
If you're going to see somebody and you go up to the door and knock on it, and they say, "Who's there?" and they know the sound of your voice, and you would just say, "It's
me."
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if we're just sitting in a room expecting some man to come, and this person knocks at the door, you might say, "Oh, it's only." If it's a man, you'd say, "It's only."
I get that question again.
Okay. If we were sitting in a room and you were expecting a man to come by to see you, and this person knocked at the door, and you know who it is, you'd say, "Well, it's only..."
Yeah, him.
Just say it's only him?
Or either call him by his name.
Okay. Or if it's a woman, instead of it's him, you'd say it's...
It's her.
Okay.
Or me is so-and-so.
Okay. And if it's two people, you'd say it's only...